Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, January 24th. Currently with overcast skies, it is 32 degrees. The humidity is 88%. The wind speed is southwest at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.07. The dew point is 29 degrees, and the current visibility is 7 miles. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A hotel inspired by a song is coming to Kansas City. Brandon Dixon reports.
Margaritaville Hotel, Kansas City will be at the corner of I-70 and I-435 in western Wyandotte County. It will offer nearly 230 rooms with an outdoor resort-style pool, entertainment and activity options for the whole family, meeting and event space, a retail location, as well as Margaritaville-inspired restaurants and bars. The hotel is set to open in spring 2025. I'm Brandon Dixon.
The Wichita School District is looking at cutting jobs as a way to save money. Chief Financial Officer Susan Willis gave several recommendations to the school board this week, and that included eliminating non-school positions through budget cuts. Phase 2 would save $16 million by closing some buildings and eliminating 230 teaching positions. There are no final decisions yet, and the school board will weigh the options. Willis said several factors went into the recommendations. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at Easter.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Sunday, the Ellis Police Department received a report of an elderly Ellis resident who had gone for a drive to exercise the family dogs but had not come home. Members of local law enforcement were then alerted and a search was conducted. The 72-year-old man was found in the snow at 9:06 p.m. on Sunday in the 500 block of Severin Road by an Ellis sheriff's deputy, and the man, who was suffering from hypothermia, was transported to Hays Med for treatment. Ellis County Sheriff Scott Braun said the man may have hit his head and was unable to return to his vehicle, though no further update on the man's condition was available at that report. The pets were found safe and returned to the family. Republican leaders in the Kansas State House are sending the GOP tax plan to the governor's desk after holding a public signing of the bill, though Governor Laura Kelly is expected to veto that bill. The plan, fast-tracked through the legislature last week, passed the Kansas House and Senate without a veto-proof margin. Republican leaders are making a final pitch for their tax plan before it reaches the governor's desk, saying the plan is estimated to be a $1.6 billion tax cut over the next three fiscal years, and it includes a key GOP priority of a single income or flat tax rate, as it would set the state's tax income rate at 5.25% after exempting the first $6,150 per filer. The plan also has tax cuts the same or similar to what Governor Kelly proposes, including an early end to the state's food sales tax rate, an end to the state's Social Security income tax, and property tax relief. Democratic leadership said most of the relief in the GOP plan is to the wealthiest Kansans, not the middle or lowest income earners, especially with the state income tax change. They said 20% of Kansans are going to reap 70% of benefits, and with the revenue estimates, they said they're concerned about the sustainability of the state's budget. Republican leaders said they sat down with Governor Kelly a week and a half ago to present their plan, and the governor has 10 days to act on the bill. On Monday, Kansas Department for Children and Family Secretary Laura Howard announced that the number of children in foster care has dropped, marking some improvement in the state's long-criticized child welfare system. Although, even with lots of great progress, they know that they will still have some work to do. As of January 16th, there were 5,895 youth in the system, a decline of 22% since 2019. In fiscal year 2023, 61% of entries into foster care were attributed to abuse or neglect, and the other 31% were the result of a family in need of assessment or FINA case. FINA cases include children with behavior problems, truancy, runaways, and caregiver substance use, among other issues. Howard said the average length of time that youth spend in foster care is 3.41 years, so her agency was working on an action plan to shorten that time. She said part of improving outcomes has been expanding Family First Prevention Services and Family Resource Center programs, which offer support to struggling families to reduce childhood abuse and neglect. The Family First Prevention Services program has had 4,280 referrals since implementation. And according to the Department of Children and Families data, 90% of youth who have reached 12 months since the first referral remained at home without need for foster care. According to February 2023 data, the national rate for entry into foster care is 2.37 per 1,000 children. However, the rate of entry in Kansas is 4.36 per 1,000 children. So there is still more work to do. The Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission will hold their first public meeting of 2024 tomorrow, Thursday, January 25th, at the meeting room on Main Street in Sabetha. The hybrid meeting will be held on Zoom and in person, beginning at noon, and conclude once all of the agenda items are covered. While all are welcome to attend, interested parties don't need to be present to participate, as instructions for participating by Zoom, phone, and live video audio streaming can be accessed at ksoutdoors.com. by clicking on instructions to participate in virtual meeting. During the January 25th public meeting, commissioners will allot time for general public comment on non-agenda items, receive an agency and state fiscal status update, and receive a 2024 legislative update. Commissioners will then hear general discussion updates on 2024 Commissioner Big Game Permit Program that will include the live drawing, webless migratory bird regulations, waterfowl regulations, and public land regulations. Commissioners will include the public meeting with discussion on workshop items, which are items that may be voted on at a future date, and they include Antelope 25 series regulations, Elk 25 series regulations, military deer seasons, deer permit regulations, new carcass movement regulation, and new public lands regulation. The next Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission meeting is scheduled for Thursday, March 28th at the Topeka and Shawnee County Library in Topeka. In Nebraska news, the FBI carried out a coordinated drug sweep, arresting around 30 people from Lincoln to Ogallala on drug charges following an operation involving more than 150 law enforcement officers across the state. At a news conference in North Platte on Tuesday morning, FBI Omaha Special Agent in Charge Eugene Cowell said 29 individuals from communities including Kearney, Lincoln, McCook, North Platte, Ogallala, and rural Sutherland were arrested between Monday night and Tuesday morning. He said 19 of the individuals were arrested for federal methamphetamine possession and distribution charges, while the other 10 individuals were arrested for state drug trafficking charges. Cal declined to identify the individuals who were arrested, but he said they will be released at a later date. And he confirmed that these individuals are currently being held at county jails across the state. Cal said more than 150 police officers, sheriff's deputies, state troopers, and federal agents representing more than 20 law enforcement agencies assisted in the operation. Cal said that the investigations are ongoing and encouraged anyone with information on drug trafficking to reach out to the FBI at tips.fbi.gov. 85-year-old Raymond Vang has been charged in Hall County Court with failure to stop at the scene of a crash resulting in injury and failure to yield the right-of-way to a pedestrian after hitting the Hall County Public Defender with his vehicle before fleeing the scene without rendering aid. Court records showed that the Nebraska Attorney General's office is prosecuting the case, and Nebraska Chief Supreme Court Justice Michael Havokan appointed Stephen R.W. Twiss, a county court judge for the 9th Judicial District, to preside over the case. Grand Island Police said that on August 2, 2023, Hall County Public Defender Gary Piccolo was walking west in a crosswalk at 1st and Pine Street when he was hit by a 1998 Dodge pickup heading north on Pine Street. Grand Island police reported at the time that Piccolo was transported to CHI Health St. Francis with serious injuries, and Hall County commissioners later reported that Piccolo was in a Lincoln hospital with a hip injury. Vang is scheduled to appear in Hall County Court for arraignment at 10 a.m. on February 13th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, January 17th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Ron Briery, Jason Jones, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, Jim Miller, and Dale Jacobson, along with Abigail Horn by phone, and others present to present business or observe. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the January 3rd, 2024 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were no building permits presented for approval. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Jason Jones to recess the council meeting and go into a Norton Public Building Commission, or PBC, meeting. The motion carried. The Norton Public Building Commission meeting was called to order at 5:31 p.m. with PBC members present, and that included Jerry Jones, Ron Briery, Jason Jones, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, Jim Miller, and Dale Jacobson. According to the PBC bylaws, the PBC shall not hold an annual meeting on the first calendar meeting after council members are sworn in, where the president, vice president, and secretary will be elected each year. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Jim Miller to elect Ron Briery as the PBC president. A motion was made by Jerry Jones and seconded by Gerald Jones to elect Dennis Gilhausen as the PBC vice president. And a motion was made by Jerry Jones and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to elect Gerald Jones as the PBC secretary. The motion's carried. A motion was made by Jerry Jones and seconded by Jason Jones to approve the January 18, 2023 PBC meeting minutes, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Jerry Jones to accept the 2023 financial report of the Public Building Commission Fund as presented, and the motion carried. And with no further business for the PBC, a motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Jim Miller to adjourn. The PBC meeting was adjourned at 5:34 p.m. and the Norton City Council meeting reconvened at 5:34 p.m. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve the board and committee appointments, and they were the reappointment of Aaron Hale to the Economic Development Board with the term expiring February of 2026, the appointment of Kelly Thompson and Austin Pugh to a first term on the Library Board with the terms expiring in February of 2028, the reappointment of Ron Anderson to the Planning and Zoning Commission with the term expiring in February of 2027, and the reappointment of Holly Puga to the Recreation Commission with the term expiring February of 2028. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Mayor Jones gave a big thank you to the city crews for their great job with snow removal, and Chief of Police Jay Sharp reported on department activities. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Jason Jones to approve the proposed letter of support to Anby Home Acres regarding emergency water assistance. The vote was taken and the motion carried. City Administrator James Maru thanked the city employees who went out and worked the water leak at the corner of Washington Square Park, and Gerald Jones scheduled a Public Safety Committee meeting at 3 p.m. on January 22nd. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Dale Jacobson for the city to provide a contribution to travel and tourism in the amount of $2,500 from the general fund to help purchase welcome flags and the necessary brackets, and the motion carried. Jason Jones established recurring personnel committee meetings for the last Thursday of the month at 4 p.m. Dale Jacobson established recurring parks committee meetings for the last Wednesday of the month at 4 p.m. And Jim Miller gave a report from the county commissioners meeting. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Gerald Jones to write off two utility accounts, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Dennis Gohausen to approve the removal of 30 debts from utility billing and accounts receivable and proceed with submitting the debts to the Kansas Setoff Program and or the Collection Bureau of Kansas for collection, with the collection fee assessed as an additional cost as authorized by Ordinance Number 1700. The vote was taken and the motion carried. After an executive session with the city administrator, city clerk, police chief, and Andrew Walter for consultation with legal counsel about the communications and jail services agreement, which is privileged in the attorney-client relationship, the council meeting resumed at 6:29 p.m. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Ron Briery to approve the filing of the first amended petition regarding their legal communications with the County of Norton. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Jim Miller to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 2 as a whole, and the motion carried, and the council then adjourned at 6:31 p.m. Laura L. Craig passed away Thursday, January 18th at the Ambie Home in Norton at the age of 81. Mass of Christian burial will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, January 27th at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Norton, with Father Matthew Cohen officiating. Burial will follow at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena. Prior to the service, a rosary will be held on Friday, January 26th at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church at 9:30 a.m. Memorial contributions may be made to Hospice Services Incorporated or the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church, and Olive Bovee Memorial Chapel is in charge of the arrangements. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School: for lunch, you'll have chicken supreme, green beans, baby carrots, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pepperoni pocket, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be steak strips, gravy, bread, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: it should be widespread dense freezing fog, mainly before 9 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be cloudy with a high near 37 and a southwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, there will be areas of freezing fog and cloudy with a low around 28 with a southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. On Thursday, there'll be patchy fog after noon and areas of freezing fog before noon. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 45. And on Thursday night, areas of fog before midnight and areas of freezing fog after 9 p.m. Otherwise, on Thursday night, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 24. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got dogs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday, there's a chance of rain and snow after noon. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with a high near 40. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 49. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 54. On Monday, sunny with a high near 59. And on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 59. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 32 degrees. The humidity is 88%. The wind speed is southwest at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.07. The dew point is 29 degrees, and the current visibility is 7 miles. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you. United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that we will host our 75th annual meeting at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 18, 2024, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided to those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling the office at 785-877-5191 by March 13, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Chiefs return to the practice field today, so we'll see if at all Derek Nnadi, Joe Tooney, Willie Gay, among others, participate in the first practice of the week. Also, stay tuned later on today as we'll have some sound bites as six players along with Andy Reid are slated to speak to the media ahead of Sunday's AFC Championship game in Baltimore against the Ravens. Over to the hardwood, Kansas State men's hoops travels to Hilton Coliseum to take on number 23 Iowa State tonight at 8 p.m. You can watch the game on ESPN2. K-State comes into the contest at 14-4 and 4-1 in the Big 12. The Cyclones also have the same overall record, but they are 3-2 in the conference. Wichita State will host East Carolina tonight at 6:30. The Shockers are still trying to get their first win of the season in conference play. Over to the women's side, Kansas is looking to upset Iowa State. KU is 2-5 in the conference, while the Cyclones are 6-1. That game will tip off at 6:30. You can watch it on ESPN+. KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner. Child.
Parent. Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are your partners in making health a priority in the new year. Team up with your primary care provider to tackle concerns, plan preventative screenings, and elevate your overall well-being. From family and internal medicine to emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, and rehabilitation, we've got you covered at every stage of life. Discover our services and meet our dedicated team online. Your journey to a healthier you starts here.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Let's start off with your weather forecast.
This morning, the entire state now under a dense fog advisory that will continue in effect until noon. Early this morning, a winter weather advisory was issued for parts of northern and central Kansas. That includes Hutchinson, McPherson, Salina, Great Bend, Russell, Lincoln, and Manhattan, where light freezing drizzle was creating some patchy black ice. Low pressure in the southwestern U.S. this morning, enough moisture wrapping around that to produce precipitation across much of central and eastern Kansas. We'll see rain chances again off and on today and then tonight Another chance of freezing drizzle in the extreme northern part of the state along the Nebraska border. Again, dense fog in northwest Kansas today, or high temperature in the low 40s, upper 30s likely in north central Kansas, and will be cloudy with rain this morning in northeast Kansas, or high in the upper 30s. Southwestern part of the state, freezing fog early on with a high near 40. South central Kansas, light freezing drizzle this morning. Today's high will be in the low 40s, then cloudy with light rain in southeastern Kansas, mid 40s are high. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Overnight markets starting to fade after showing strength once again in the overnight. March corn is up a penny at 447 and a half. May up a penny, 457 and three quarters. The December new crop up a quarter of a penny, 477 and three quarters. March soybeans down one and a quarter at 1238 and a quarter. May down one and three quarters, 1245 and a quarter. November down one and three quarters, 1205 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat, March up a nickel at 622 and a half. May up four and a half at 624. July up 3.5, 623.5. Chicago wheat in March up 5.5 at 602. May up 5.25 at 612. July up 5.75, 618.5. The Dow futures up 48 at 38,137. Dollar index down 50 cents at 103.12. Crude oil up 17 cents a barrel at 74.54. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.